Hello, this is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm here to do another podcast, and this is going to be called Remaining Grateful in Spite Of, Remaining Grateful in Spite Of. So, I'm basically going to talk to you about just what I've been going through lately. And how, despite what I have seen, I'm admonished that we must always remain grateful. The Word of God says in everything to give thanks. So, I'm about to go through a situation, and I don't know the outcome. I might have to go tomorrow. I've been having going through a lot of stuff with my car. And despite all of that, I'm just grateful that I have a car. There have been days where when I'm at my job, I just want to just get in my car and go home as soon as I get there. But I'm grateful that I have a job. There's been times where I just sit up here and think to myself, Lord, you know, I'm not making enough money. But then I'm thankful that I have a job. Because I remember when I didn't have a job. I remember when I didn't have a car. I remember when I didn't have a place to stay of my own. I remember when I didn't really have money. I remember all those things. And in spite of what I see, I remain grateful because I remember when. And we get bogged down in our situations a lot, at least I know I do, and I'm honest enough to admit it, that I have let what has transpired in my life to deter my peace at times. But I'm just learning that in spite of everything, that I must remain grateful. You know, a lot of times people say there's always somebody going through worse stuff than you, and that's true. But I also feel like sometimes we don't need to compare, because a lot of times that can become a thing of comparison if we're not careful, depending on how you use it. You might be going through something and it's major to you, and you discuss it with someone. You talk to them, they're like, "Oh, girl, that ain't nothing. I've been through X, Y, and Z." Why? But it's like, why is there a spirit of comparison? Maybe I'm just venting at that moment. It doesn't mean I'm not grateful. So that's why I put, you know, in everything, be grateful despite what you see, despite what you go through. Because Lord knows we all, I don't care how long you've been saved, how seasoned you are, we all have those moments where we're like, you know what, I'm tired. You know what, I ain't got time for these. This is too much. And, you know, we're just like at a loss. I mean, I've even seen people in ministry that have years under their belt go through stuff, and they have the moments of despair. They're not always strong. Sometimes they have those moments of weakness. Sometimes God allow us to see other people's humanity just to show us that, hey, they're human just like you are. And you need to, you know, show grace. You need to, you know, when God shows that human side to you from somebody else, it's a reason for that. And we can't put, we just got to, yes, honor people, but understand that they're human too. Understand that they have moments too. And, in those moments, we just got to, like, just stay prayerful. And even if God gives us the opportunity to talk to them, you know, just help them, remind them of the goodness of God. Not that they have forgotten, but, you know, we all get off track at times. We all do. So, I'm in a place in my life where I really want my life to change. I really want a transition in my life. But most of the time when I go through transitions, they're painful. I experience a lot of loss. There's a lot of ambiguity. I don't know what's going on. I cry a lot. And so that's just how I feel like that's how I deal with transitions. I've never really gone through a transition where I was, I mean, I take that back. I have gone through transitions where I was happy about it, but at first, but then the mode of when you're going through it all the way, it doesn't feel good. You know, you're excited about the idea, but it doesn't feel good when you're going through it. It doesn't feel good at all. So, I just believe that life, because it's so unpredictable, and but we gotta like take charge of our lives, you know, first and foremost, asking God, where does he want us to be? And then secondly, doing what he shows us to do. And it's real easy to be like wanting to have a business or do something extraordinary. But in the meantime, you're just doing your job and you feel like it's just average and I'm not making a difference. And you get so caught up in where you want to be that you don't see the difference you're making where you are. And then God has to remind you, you know, through people, that you're needed right where you're at. And stop being so hasty to go forth. We might not really be 100% ready for it. I mean, God will open those doors. Just because they're not open now doesn't mean they'll never be open. And just because we aren't where we want to be now doesn't mean that we won't ever experience it. It's all about, you know, having faith while waiting. And waiting, I learned, isn't sitting down doing nothing. Waiting is serving the Lord like a, you know, like you, like people, you go to a restaurant and the waiter or waitress, they serve you, they bring you your drinks, your food, your napkins, straws, utensils, you know, whatever you need when you ask. It's the same way that we have to be while we're, quote unquote, waiting on something to manifest in our lives. We have to make sure that we're waiting, we're serving, we're living for, we're striving to live for God. And it's not easy because we can turn inwardly and focus on what we don't have and get frustrated and annoyed and agitated and feel like we ain't gonna make it. And God be like, you need to calm down. You gonna make it because I got you. I got you and I'm with you, but you act like I'm not there. And but God knows how we are. He knows that we're feeble in this flesh. And he's just a real understanding God. It's one of the things that I love about him, because I feel misunderstood a lot by people. I mean, I feel like I talk to God all the time, and the main thing I tell him is people don't understand me. And then there's that part of me that's like, maybe I should just accept it. But then there's another part of me that's like, I wish they could understand me or would take the time. But I just know if I go to God and talk to him, he understands what I mean by, you know, there's no miscommunication. He knows me. But with people, they don't know you, so you have to be very careful what you say and how you say it, your tone, because people can take things in a different way than what you actually meant. They can take it out of context and it just be a big mess. So in the meantime, while you're waiting, when it seems like everything is falling apart, and it seems like you were going forward, and then it seems like you're going 10 steps backward, just know that despite all that and everything, be grateful, because if God wakes us up every single day, He woke you up today, your life isn't over. And it's not, we just got to stop wasting time. We waste a lot of time because we're like, the conditions aren't perfect. Everything isn't lined up. So we sit back and we do nothing. We sit back and we say, I'm going to wait on God, because only God can fix this mess. And yeah, God does fix our messes. However, a lot of times He gives us the resources and the tools to help us get out of stuff, but we can't see it, or we don't pay it any mind. You know, we just wallow, and we're sad, and we feel alone, and we cry, and there's nothing wrong with crying to God and telling God how you feel. But I'm finding, don't do that too much, as far as, because God will be like, okay, how long are you going to cry about this? How long are you going to feel sorry for yourself? Because, I mean, He's done me like that. He be like, really, Monica? Like, how long are you going to grieve? How long are you going to feel this way? And, I mean, I've had times where I've gotten an attitude with God, because I'm like, well, that's insensitive. And God is like, you're wasting time. Like, how long are you going to grieve about the situation? Now, I'm not talking about somebody dying or anything like that. I'm just talking about when things don't go our way and we just feel like our life is over because we don't have a solution in that moment. And God be like, all you got to do is talk to me and I'll tell you. But you need to wait on the answer. A lot of times we go to God and we're like, God, tell me such and such and such, or show me such and such and such. And because He doesn't show it to us in the first few days, we feel like, oh, He ain't hearing us, He ain't listening, He probably busy, or he you know, I didn't pray right, or I gotta do all this these other steps to kind of get Him to answer me or talk to me. But the thing is, He heard us the first time. He's just teaching us how to walk in patience, because we already have it. We just don't have it activated at times. We get in a frenzy mentally and emotionally, and we just can't get it together. And so we start, like I said before, we start looking inwardly. And that's when the whole thing of getting depressed, I feel like that plays a role in it. I'm not going to say that's the main reason why some people are depressed, but I feel like that does play a role when you are internalizing everything, because it's not healthy, because it's not going anywhere. It has to go get out somehow. An outlet, a person, you know. And sometimes there are going to be some times in this life that the only person that you're going to be able to talk to and relate to is God. And I'm learning that too. I feel like even in these months where I've been dealing with stuff mentally, and in my time with God crying profusely, it's a reason for that. God wants me to know His heart, feel His heart, and His heart is pure. So, and the thing about it, He loves us so much, He'll show us what's wrong, and He'll help us to get better, and help us to overcome that if we allow Him to. Only if we allow Him to. You know, we just got to learn to balance life. Balance out life. You know, don't do stuff too extreme. You know, you have to have some fun. You have to spend time with God. You have to read your word. You have to have teachers to teach you the word. So,
you just basically have to do those things. Sorry about that. I had to go somewhere else. Somebody was talking by my living room door, so I didn't want that to get into the podcast. But yeah, you just really got to, like, what's the word? Just got to be transparent with God. Let God do what He does. And when He shows you something about yourself, you know, don't beat yourself up. Don't think you're a horrible person. Because you're not. You're not a horrible person. But just be grateful and thankful that He loves you enough to show you, to tell you, to teach you, to help you to grow. Because He's a good father, so that's what He does. So, you just got to, what we got to do? We just got to, like, we have to be serious about life, but we have to not let life wear us out or stress us out to the point that, you know, if everything isn't going the way we would like, that, you know, we fall apart. You know, we really have to stop comparing ourselves with other people and understand that we're individuals. And we have to understand that because we're different, we may not catch on to things like other people do, as quickly as other people do, or it may take us longer, or so many different things, and but we can overcome. We can overcome. We just have to wait. Take that time. And just really figure out what is it that we want, and figure out what is it that God wants for us to do. And then try to do it. You know? Well, I'm learning that life is about change. You know, there was a time when we were babies. We transitioned to toddlers. Then we started going to school, kindergarten and elementary school and middle school and high school. Then for some of us, college. Nothing stays the same. At all. Life is all about change. And the situation where we are right now is not where we're going to remain. It's not where I was going to be, even though sometimes it feel like it. I know for me, I've been going through some things, and I'm like, am I going to go through this forever? Because it sure feels like it, but we can't go by our feelings. We really cannot. We have to embrace that, hey, if I just don't give up hope, and if I just keep trying and just be patient, that things will change. Things will change. They're not going to stay the same. I have to remain in faith, because that's what I'm supposed to do as a believer in God, and not be consumed by what's happening around me. So, you got to remain grateful despite what you see. So I know I kind of babbled a little bit, and then there was, you know, somebody was outside talking, but I hope I said something that resonated with you, that made you think. And I just pray that this helps somebody. This is Monica Regina Jones signing off. Have a good day. Bye-bye.